Good morning and welcome to this class interview on the topic of a simple yogi life. Okay. And we will have a short interview, well, until about 12 o'clock, and then from 12 to 12:15, you might want to jot down your notes to clarify some of the points which Sister Rajni would have taken during the interview. Okay, so we'll give you a chance to ask the question. So remember, the theme of the whole retreat is about simple life. You know, how do I create simple life? And maybe the question I'd like to ask Sister Rajni is, what's the result? What do you define as a person who'd live the kind of simple life which, you know, the Rama Baba and the seniors have all their life had been living? What would be the sign of that?
Om Shanti. So this topic of this season is simple life of Gyan Yoga. We have been listening many, many classes on this, even in the NCCC too. To me personally, for me, simple life is a life of purity and the life of without desires. That for me personally, I experience simple life, the definition of simplicity, that when the mind is thinking very pure thoughts, no complications in the mind, and not going to the past, not having any extra thoughts, so beautiful, simple, clean, clear, pure mind. To me, it's simple life of Gyan Yoga. That's the definition I experience.
So if that is the result I wanted as a Brahmin, and as the time grows closer, what is the practice I should do as one, whatever age we are in Gyan? What do I have to look after, you know, in terms of my own practice and my thoughts, my dharana?
To me, I do feel personally that aim for me is very clear, that I have decided to have this kind of life of purity and a clean mind, clear mind. The practice I am doing every day is detachment from my own thoughts. That if the scene of drama comes in front of me or anything happens, I always check myself that my thought, I am the soul, a master, and is detached from my own thoughts and also the scene of the drama what I am watching. That really helped me to hold that kind of purity, that kind of coolness in myself. So during the day, this is the mental practice I continue to do, especially, you know, the lesson of drama. Because I remembered once I heard this class long time ago, that why Brahma Baba became successful in his spiritual journey, because he used the lesson of drama a lot. Because big tests in front of Brahma Baba came, and he was able to remain without any influence of the scene of drama in his mind. The reason was very simple, because he took he became stable on the scene of drama. So the mind which is very clear, and mind which can think, you know, like purity, I'm not just talking about celibacy. Purity also, it has a beautiful vibration of benevolence. That even the scene of drama looks very not beneficial to me, or damaging, what we can say, or not too favored to me. But, and yet, my mind is thinking something which is benevolent and picking up that thought and vibration from that scene of drama, so I remain very simple at that time.
Mm.
So the word benevolence is very nice word. In Hindi is called Kalyan. Kalyan means if someone has done wrong to you, and if someone has, you know, done really ruined your life, really has done very bad things for your life, and yet you can hold in your mind benevolent vibration, benevolent attitude for that soul particle, not to be influenced by any of their words and thoughts. And with that benevolent feelings, you can be uninfluenced by anyone's sanskar. So simple is that, to hold that benevolent thought and feeling.
Sometimes we confuse simplicity in terms of an external lifestyle, right? Because that's what we were trained. You know? In the beginning, we were given maryadas to follow and everything. But sometimes, as we go along our Brahmin life, we begin to say, what is this doing? Why is this discipline? What is this discipline for? And how do I think of it so that it becomes more of a natural way, and rather than something that, you know, maybe I should do away with all of those practice. So how do I keep and appreciate the discipline that is being created, because we have maryadas to follow?
I think in our BK life, yesterday we were listening, you know, even not the word BK, just spiritual life, you know. So this spiritual life is based on spiritual principles. And the principle is really a soul consciousness, you know. So when you are soul conscious, and that is the maryada, when you think about it. So having brotherhood consciousness, and looking at others with the positive attitude, and looking at others' goodness, that all spiritual principle of soul consciousness. So when I continue to be aware of that, I think it is, for me, it's natural then. You know, I don't have to follow, means I'm not leading some other life that I have to follow this life. This is the life, you know, spiritual life, which is pure and simple, very clean, very beneficial, very rewarding, you know, this simple life of soul consciousness. Definitely, as Baba's children, spiritual life or BK life, we call it simple clothes. And this is also simplicity. And okay, have not too many things, have very simple things to use, not too much accumulation, that is also simple in the physical sense. But internally, if I have outside maybe less things, but inside I am accumulating too many thoughts, in my mind, clutter, that is not simple. To me, simple is to keep on cleaning also, so that no waste and no extra, no clutter takes place inside. You know? So I think that's maryada, the subtle spiritual principle of awareness, and the soul conscious stage helps me.
The aspect of using time, time and thoughts are quite close, Sister Rajni. And we always say that sometimes it is in the thought that there's a lot of wastage. And if there's wastage, then it's not a simple life. So what really the attention I should pay in terms of checking and changing my thoughts right away? What is the simplest way to do it? What would be the sign that I haven't really checked and changed it? And how can I, you know, do it more regularly in a way?
One of the things I think we have to become aware is the time. You know? Because time is really short. Anything can happen any minute to our life. That is really that much short. So in short time, I must experience a life which is full of soul consciousness, freedom, you know. Soul consciousness means also freedom, isn't it? It's to experience that, a life which has no extra waste thoughts. Then when I am aware of the time, that is helping me, because the thought is anything can happen within a second I will leave the body, but my goal of life is to experience a freedom from all kinds of extra waste thoughts. It means I must be master of the time. Mm-hmm. Not the time is making me the master is the time. But I am the soul who is the master of the time. One of the things I like, many, many years ago, I asked Dadi Guzar this question, that while walking around, does she practice that she is a soul? She said, no, she practices, she is a master. Mm-hmm. Now, this word master is different from I am a soul. I am a soul, it's very ordinary thought. But little higher awareness, this is awareness, I am a soul. Then there is another awareness higher than this, I am a master, a malik, a master soul, means that I rule my sense organs. I rule my senses. For example, the senses of eyes. You know? So, for example, I see two people talking, and this is the eyes see, and then the mind gets the thought, I must go and find out what they are talking. So when the mind gets this thought is coming from the interest. The interest is in the sanskara. You know, there is a sanskar which is having interest to find out. Now, I find myself standing with these two people, listening to the information, what they are talking, and not realizing that I don't have to be there, nothing to do there, but because of attraction, you know, of the senses, influence the mind, and the mind gets the thought from the old sanskars, the interest. So once Dadi told us, we have to work on the interest. Mm-hmm. Means, what are the interests in the sanskara we have? If we can recognize those interests, that interest to find out why people are standing talking, nothing to do with me, let them do. Why I am getting attracted through these senses, you know? So find out what are the interests in my sanskara. I have still to work on it. Because these are the interests which will be coming in the form of thoughts, isn't it? And then I carry away with this interest. Then my time is going there. And I cannot control, rule my sense organs of eyes or ears or seeing. So whole, I think, simple life. It's not I'm talking about complication, but it's so simple if we understand the principle. Just being aware that I am the master, the malik, that I the soul, is little higher awareness than the word soul. That I am a master. Now, master means I am a master of these senses. I must rule these senses. That's what Raj Yoga is about, isn't it? I command my speech how much to speak, not to speak. I command my eyes where to go, where not to go. I command my ears what to listen, what not to listen. This is really beautiful, that awareness of rule, control over the senses. That's where I think I can see, discern where my time should go. Isn't it? Otherwise, I think it's the carelessness that I am not aware that I am using my sense organs and I am a malik, I am a master. Otherwise, the sense organs, based on the interest of sanskars and desires ruling my life, isn't it? So that's why I think the old sanskars will stay there, you know.
Because it's being fed.
Yeah, it is being used, coming into function. You know, old sanskar, old interest, and then I, the soul, I'm not experiencing a real simple life of Gyan Yoga, which is Raj Yoga, Royal Yoga, the mastership. The soul is a master of these senses. I'm not experiencing that happiness being a master. You know, in that case, I am being ruled by the interest of the sanskara. So I think that's where time to time the soul will find heaviness, discontentment, irritation will come out, because I'm not experiencing that kind of attainment of the simple life of Gyan and Yoga. That's what I think it's very beautiful, you know, just to be aware inside. You know, I am the master of senses.
So it's really removing all the extra things in my life. You know, attention to things that interest me before. But if I'm working in the Laukik world, to what extent... Because sometimes I'm in a sense compelled to actually do and watch those things, for example, here in the office and being aware of those. How do I check that I don't go beyond and I don't feed that sanskara within, so that I lose control of that?
I do feel that, you know, Baba's the design of Brahmin life is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like morning, evening, traffic control, eating in silence, you know, and having a structure of the day, what to do, what not to do, what is priority, what is not priority, you know. I think we have to be as a master to struct our day.
Mm-hmm.
Not whatever comes, I do. You know, sometimes I'm just waiting. But if I can really organize the day, okay, morning Amritvela, evening yoga, then traffic control, eating in silence, really, really doing everything with that awareness as a yogi, as a life of Gyan and Yoga, not losing that awareness inside. Because sometimes, isn't it, our mind, the awareness cannot be there that I am a yogi or a Brahmin or what you call the life which is spiritual. No? That awareness is not there. And then when you lose that awareness, then definitely our old sanskaras are going to control, you know, rule over our mind and intellect. The key word is really every day when I get up, really put this awareness, Smriti we call it. Smriti, what kind of Smriti? I am a master soul. This is a awareness. I am a powerful soul. This is awareness. I am a Brahmin soul. This is awareness. It's not just a word Brahmin, but the word Brahmin means beneficial thinking. You know, Brahmin. Brahmin means the mind which thinks for the world. That is Brahmin mind. Brahmin means the one who controls its own organs. That's Brahmin. Just even one word Brahmin has not coming the clarification of that definition. You know, Brahmin means really beneficial vibration I can produce through my mind. That's Brahmin. But if I am thinking lazy way, negative way, that's not Brahmin at that time. No, I lost my awareness of a Brahmin and I went not even to ordinary. I lost my awareness of that power of thinking beneficial way. So I think time to time that I go back. You know, yesterday we were listening to the workshop, very beautiful thought came out that every time I'm checking with my mind, where is my mind now? Is with Baba? Really serving the world? Or it is occupied, trapped somewhere in the karmic account or the sanskaras of others or petty things or going into the past? Where is this beautiful mind is being used? I think I have to be aware of the mind all the time. That's what I found is very beautiful in Raj Yoga, this simple life of Gyan Yoga. Really use this mind in the right way, and I have that capacity to do that. It's just that time to time becoming aware of my inner this strength, you know, which I have of thinking. I think that helps a lot.
So the discipline becomes part of your lifestyle rather than a compulsion to
yes,
do it.
Yes, that's right.
So that will actually, you know, in the beginning you practice it, and when it gives you the reward of control over your thoughts, over your words, and you know your behavior, that is when it becomes integrated, and therefore my life becomes simple. It's not regimented, and it becomes natural.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, there's so much things happening in the world. To what extent do I look at it from a point of view of, you know, it could be a complicated world, but how do I use my practice or keeping my simple life in terms of Gyan and Yoga or being yogi, in terms of looking at the world, and how do I bring in the external to myself so that first, it does not disturb me, but at the same time, I create something so that I could benefit the world because of things happening in the world today.
Yeah. Because even though whatever is happening around us, it will go more worse, right?
Mm.
That is certain, because we are moving towards really heavy karmic account time in the world. Natural calamities, disease, problems, chaos, political problems, you know. And money problems, there will be many, many things happening around us. There is no doubt about it. I think the more we have to go into our inner world, you know, so that we, whenever this thing happens, it's not surprise me, doesn't disturb me, and also does not take away my attention from my own inner journey. Because sometimes these other things influence our mind, right? That's what in the beginning I said, that if we have really interest, those all information influences will really touch that part of the sanskara, you know, where the interest is. So if I am aware of my own inner journey and working on my interest, you know, so I don't have this attraction to the Laukik world, and yet I am serving to the Laukik world, isn't it? It's a different, you know. So interest, I think the word, if you can work it out, you know, what is the interest in I have still? I think that's where the attraction is awakened.
Mm-hmm.
It's very subtle, interest and attraction. And then mind goes there and thinks about it and then gets carried away, you know. So I think the checking point is here, that whenever any scene of drama coming in front of me, or the Laukik news, I am listening to it. I know already, right? Baba told me. But am I taking interest into it? I think that's where we get trapped, isn't it? Am I taking interest? So it means I will be influenced by that. You know? So I can see as a detached, yes, it is happening. Now I can ask myself question too, that what I can contribute, you know, to this scene of drama. To me, I think Baba has given us many methods to use our time and mind to help human souls. Because main aim is to make souls free from sorrow, isn't it? That's the Brahmin world, work, task. Because Shiva Baba comes in this world to remove sorrow, give happiness. Now he said, you are a Brahmin, this is your task. That you are with me to help the world, to remove souls from sorrow. But definitely souls, those who are Brahmin souls, they will learn Gyan, Yoga and make their own effort to be free from sorrow. But so many other souls, those who will not be a Brahmin souls, but still we have to give them the vibrations through mind, you know, to send those vibrations to release their mind from sorrow. That is our task. So if we remember our task also, it will help us.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So why I am on this spiritual journey? One thing is I don't get caught up. The other is I am available to serve souls who are trapped in that kind of sorrowful vibration and feelings and thoughts. You know? So I don't get caught up. If I do get caught up, definitely those vibrations are going to touch my sanskara, you know, where still I am suppressing the sorrow or interest, and they will be awakened there, so I cannot do the work.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So that's why I think the first thing is, as a Brahmin soul, as a simple life of Gyan Yoga, to really go back my inner journey and see the first list I must make is see the interest. What kind of interest I still have in my Brahmin life, which is blocking me to come out from what I want to become. You know, this interest comes in the form of desires, this interest comes in the form of attraction, this interest comes in the form of blocking me to experience freedom. There is some.
Or even comfort.
Whatever it can be, it is the interest.
Mm.
Preference.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very different variety way, very subtle way. These sanskars are so powerful.
Mm.
Memory is so powerful, you don't even realize this is a sanskar.
Mm.
You know. So that's why first thing is to really realize, organize my own inner self, that see what interest I have, which is still coming in the form of comfort or preference or whatever, you know. So it is not allowing me to be experiencing freedom or the life of simplicity, which is very pure, based on Gyan and Yoga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Last night both of them were talking about deepening that relationship with Baba in a way. That we are not dependent on, you know, other seniors or Brahmins in terms of our life. Because sometimes that could actually prevent us from being on our own. So, Sister Rajni, what's your advice in terms of really making my relationship with Baba deeper, deeper and deeper? And it's really like I can't let go of it, you know, the whole day. It's constantly there. How do we do that?
Because I think this is very beautiful. Yesterday workshop, I liked that point. Because, you know, time is coming that we have to really have a very deep, our own communication and relationship with Shiv Baba. And Moiniben talked other day also, the presence of God in my life. And also one point I experimented that if someone is talking to me, and you know, yesterday something happened, I experimented that point, that if someone came to tell me something and I went to Baba, Baba, this soul belongs to you, came to talk to you, and I am just the instrument. I experienced at that time that soul only talked one line, did not go into expansion.
Mm.
I said, wow, time is saved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that soul came to tell the heaviness, whatever soul is going through. But when we bring Shiv Baba in between, that this soul came to talk to you, Baba, I am just instrument, that I was observing that only one line that soul talked. Then, okay, finish. I said, it works. Baba's energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then my interest is not coming out to listen also. Sometimes my interest can come out, isn't it, to listen. And then go in the middle of communication. What happened? Oh, this happened. Oh, that happened. That soul's interest is also awakened. You know? The time went into repetition. But yesterday I experimented this. It really helped. That, you know, time was saved. Then I looked at my mind, whether I am repeating the same information in my mind. Then I also looked at the mind, whether it has any influence. In this Amrita Vela also, I looked at my mind, whether the yesterday conversation had any effect on my mind. You know, otherwise, if I am careless, that information, influence can come in the mind. Amrit Vela too. Instead of Baba, I will be talking to the soul.
or remembering
that soul. You know? So that's why I think it is the alertness and invoking Baba and using his Baba's energy. And this in Hindi is called, you know, Hazir Nazir. So Baba's energy is presence. And invoke Baba in between. Then let that soul talk. But Baba, this soul came to talk to you. I'm just instrument. It helped a lot.
Yeah. Because last night inspired me to actually look at my own Amrit Vela in that sense, to look at it from a different point of view. And I had a very good one this morning. I think this is what yogic life is all about. That my connection is not with anyone else, but you know, enriching that link with Baba, which is could really be such, it's an internal interest that whatever I'm doing, Baba is constantly there behind it. And I think that makes it yogi life a lot simpler. Because my attention is only one, my energy comes from one, and I'm only, you know, my interest is actually coming from one.
Seeing the dadis, I wanted to share with you one thing. It's like, especially, you know, in my journey, the Brahmin life, I really saw Dadi Gulzar a lot. You know, this detachment, power, uninfluenced. You know, even afternoon I go sometimes see her, I experience bodiless stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then vibrations of purity, vibrating any time of the day. So, you know, we had this conversation just 2 weeks ago. I asked Dadi Gulzar this thing. I said, Dadi, what does Baba hope? You know, what is Baba's hope in us at this present time? You tell us. So Dadi said, okay, you want today or total? I said, total. You know, it was just 2 weeks ago before she left for Mumbai. And then she said to me that Baba's hopes are to be yogyukt, not to be loose in words, not to be loose in your thinking, and yogyukt, she said, you know, not speaking ordinary, not speaking whatever, any time, any word come, no. Control, no, over your words. So beautifully when Dadi talk. Because I noticed other people were talking to her something else. On the face she did not show that she doesn't like to listen. And yet she is so detached. And when I asked the question, what is Baba's hope in us? Last year you told us, this year tell us. So she said, I don't remember last year. I said, Dadi, last year was beautiful. You told us if someone, you know, like something happens in front of you, don't get trapped into it. Don't get involved into it, you know. And if you don't like something, don't show on the face you don't like. But inside, you are also not trapped. And this year, Dadi gave beautiful yogyukt. A yogyukt, two things. The words are not loose. She used the word, this word loose, you know. And not ordinary. And second, our thoughts are also not anything I'm thinking now. So I have a control over my thoughts. These two things, she said, Baba hopes in us that we have a control. This beautiful, that is her own internal effort, you know. You can see the vibrations.
Shall we ask them for anyone who'd like to ask questions?
If you wish to ask any question, you are most welcome. Now it's your turn. The simple life of Gyan and Yoga.
I like it very much, this explanation that you gave about the interest. Because we can see that sometimes we really want to transform the old sanskaras, but maybe we are exactly the ones who are holding to them because still there are some interests that we don't realize. And but I don't know if you shared, I didn't got, which is your method then to deal with these interests so that we can really kind of change these deep sanskaras?
Yeah, no, the interest actually should be to experience double life stage, let's say, no? There should be pure interest, mm-hmm. isn't it? So, in my Brahmin life, why I am not double light? Somewhere or another, I have broken some maryada during the day. And that comes out in the form of irritation, in the form of heaviness, in the form of discontentment. These are the signs that I have broken maryada. Now, when maryada is being broken, at that time, it's not a gross maryada I am talking about. You know? Gross maryada, maybe I am sitting in traffic control, yeah, I can see I am sitting. But my mind is not experiencing that kind of connection with Baba, isn't it? It is breaking the maryada, thinking about others, let's say. No? So what I am talking is here is that if we want to have this interest to experience double light stage, bodiless stage, karmatit stage, this interest we should create first in us. That I want to experience double light stage during the day. And so it means no burden on your mind. No burden means you have not broken any maryadas. So the maryadas which we break is that one. Remember which I said, two people talking and, you know, the eyes see and the mind gets the thought what they are talking. Now here is the maryada, what they are talking. I want to go and see. Huh? So this thought is coming from the interest. So then I must tell myself, nothing to do with me. You know, they are talking, they are journeying, whatever they are talking. Why I, you know, want to go there? So I can break, you know, this thought. I can stop myself going there. Otherwise I am breaking the maryada. Hmm. Isn't it? Taking interest to go there. I have no need to go there. Really no interest to go there. You know? So these are the little things that I am not controlling my sense organs. Mm-hmm. I broke here, you know, the eyes. I am not commanding my eyes not to see. It is seeing and still thinking to go there. Okay, it sees and then the mind gets the thought through the eyes. What are they talking and standing? You know? So this thought is coming from the interest, isn't it? The third thought is, let me go and see what they are talking. So can I break there? You know, oh, I want to experience my time to be useful for my own spiritual journey, for my own experience of double light stage. I have nothing to do this, you know, go and stand and listen. I have nothing to do with my life, nothing to do with my journey. So if I can start to look at myself, you know, then I can break this. Otherwise, interest will be ruling us. So another thing I practiced once, you know, this word introvert and extrovert. Sometimes we are thinking introvert means not to speak, isn't it? So introvert, extrovert is like this, that can the mind be attracted towards subtle region and paramdham? That is introverted. To experience the subtlety, subtle vibrations of lightness, purity, healing power, you know, being with Baba, you know, getting attracted that kind of thinking with Baba. O paramdham, stillness, calmness, detachment. Okay, this is introvert. Now, even though I am sitting in meditation, and my mind is still thinking based on desires, that is called extrovert. Still mind is doing the work with desires. You know, sometimes we think extrovert means not to talk. Keep here quiet. But still mind is going out. You know? Thinking this desire, thinking that desire. That is still extrovert. So the introvert is, your mind is, you know, more connected with subtle region and Paramdham. Really experiencing that internal energy, real energy of the soul. The extrovert is with this physical world, desires. So that's how you have to see the contrast of both. Is clear?
More questions? Anyone?
Can you tell me the meaning of yog-yug?
Yog-yug. Yog and yukt. Yog-yukt means the accurate link. So, yoga means connection, link. So, when your thoughts are peaceful and thoughts are still, your thoughts are very peaceful, calm, silent, that is yog-yukt. You know? Accurate link means your thoughts are connected with Baba's energy. That is yog and yukt. So you have very good control over mind. It's not connecting with people, events, you know, past memories. Mind is totally away from that, disconnected, and connecting with Baba. That's why it's called accurate link. Otherwise, mind will be experiencing human relationship or past event. That's not yog-yukt. That is yoga with past or yoga with people. But with Shiv Baba, you know, the highest spiritualized energy in the world is Shiv Baba. So with Baba, when you are connecting, you will be experiencing peace, calmness, stillness, no reaction coming, no rejection. These vibrations have left you. So the mind is totally absorbed in those vibrations. It's yog and yukt. Any other words?
Isn't it like a promise to just be, to anchor it, just to be with Baba, to be ambitious only to seek Baba's favor? Where is my love? Is my love for Baba, or is my love for gossip and all that paraphernalia down there? Isn't it like a real commitment to Baba, period, and that's what sort of keeps us on track?
Yes. Your mind is attracted towards that commitment.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, why not?
Yeah. But, this world is full of attraction. So, in out of 24 hours, that the mind is totally connecting with Baba is the challenge. You know? Because this, your body can pull, other things can pull. It's the effort to be committed there.
सतयुग में तुमको आना है शिव पिता को अब याद करो विकराल विनाश खड़ा आगे सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है
धाम में तुम्हें
सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है
धाम में तुम्हें गाना
है शांति. Just one thing I like to share with you, especially those who come, you know, here from Madhuban to experience beautiful yoga, that, you know, if you can take time out every day, 2 hours at least, you know, you sit in yoga in Baba's room, in this Gyan Sarovar or Pandav Bhavan, wherever, at least 2 hours, you know, in the same place. And same, like with the same consciousness, it will help you, because it helped me, you know, a few years ago. I decided 42 days, you know, tapasya. Or you can do it 5 days, you can do 7 days, whatever time you have, but fix your time. But at that time, like 2 to 4, you know, you don't want to rest, you want to do experiment with double light stage or bodiless stage or karmatit stage. Take one consciousness, one topic, but fix your time and fix your days and fix your consciousness and fix the place. Just see how it happens. If you promise that to yourself and do it, you will get the reward. You know, because sometimes it will come like 4 to 5:30. Let's say you have decided every day afternoon 4 to 5:30 or 4 to 6, you want to sit in Baba's room with the consciousness, I want to experience bodiless stage. So you sit and you just present this thought to Baba. Baba, this is my deep pure desire to experience a bodiless stage. Then you don't need to think other things. Just sit in front of Baba. 2 hours. Not to look at anyone who is coming, going, nothing. Just you and Baba. Hold your consciousness. Concentrate on that. I am here to experience bodiless stage. And then, in front of the screen of your mind, many thoughts will come. Whatever suppression you have in your sanskara, it will emerge. It will come. Emotionally, psychologically, whatever is there still, we haven't dealt with it, it will come, but let it go. Holding the attention on the particular consciousness which you want to experience. But other things will come, let go. Come, let go. Come, let go. And keep total silence, half day at least, you know. And then I experimented with the food that time, eat one meal a day. You know, it helped not to eat in the evening anything and stay in silence and sit in meditation 2.5 hours every day, same place, without thinking other things. All the work you finish in the morning, whatever you have to do, just that time is you and Baba in the experiment you want to do. So pick up one thing. Today Sister Shilu is talking about, you know, bodiless stage, karmati stage, avyakt stage. Because as a Brahmin, if you have not experienced avyakt stage, angel stage, we have not experienced anything. There is no benefit being Brahmin then. The benefit of being a Brahmin life, simple life of Gyan Yoga is this thing, to experience avyakt stage, angelic stage during the day, you know. And just organize your day. If your mind is going into any details, stop thinking detail. Just think, I am here to experience beautiful avyakt stage from morning till evening. When you have to speak, speak very little, essenceful, gentle. Because if you shout, you are going away from yoga. Because that energy belongs to the physical world, noise world. But you are going into avyakt, silent, angel. So subtle energy you are dealing with it, you know? Spiritual energy. So that's why during the day, early morning, pick up your one consciousness, fix your time, present that consciousness to Baba, give me this experience. If you wish, 3 days, 5 days, whatever time is left, you can do that. And during the day, experience avyakt stage. The less words, better for you to experience avyakt stage. A double light stage. A mind which is free from gross attractions. That's why we are here in Madhuban, isn't it? To experience these stages. So this is very beautiful if you can fix the aim. What you want to experience in your spiritual life in these days in Madhuban. So the most important is this one, avyakt stage. Is it clear? Yeah? Whatever day is left, fix the time, fix the consciousness, fix the place. But don't change, huh? If you have fixed 4 to 6, then your mind is telling you, 4:30. You go back to your original thought. No, 4 o'clock means 4 o'clock. So sit with that discipline and get a new experiences through yoga. So you will see, you know, that simple life with Gyan Yoga is with aim, with discipline, with practice, it brings the fruit. So, hope you can do it. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
So, we have few minutes silence. We finished.